Unit 3. Listening. Activity 6.
My name's David Burton and I'm here today to tell you about the work I do for charity and why I've decided to give all my money away. Well, most of it anyway. By the time I was 30, I was already a multi-millionaire. That was something I'd never really dreamt of as a kid. Like all small boys, my ambition was to become a footballer. But I soon realised that wasn't realistic. And then I thought about becoming a policeman. My uncle was one and he always looked really cool in his uniform. And he told me stories about exciting car chases. But my dad wasn't so keen on this plan. He wanted me to be a doctor or a lawyer. But his hopes were crushed when I dropped out of university to set myself up as an entrepreneur selling shoes on a market stall. Without a degree or any money behind me, I faced an uncertain future. And I think this experience has been very useful. I learnt that taking risks is something that you have to do to achieve anything in business. But I worked hard and I was lucky. And within a few years, I had 250 shops and employed 7,000 people. I had far more money than I knew what to do with. I spent a lot on fast cars and even a helicopter. But being able to afford this actually brought me little satisfaction. In fact, I was emptier and lonelier than before. I realised I wanted to do something that would help transform people's lives, especially young people from disadvantaged backgrounds. So I began funding a charity which provided training in basic business skills. I then decided to start running charity projects full-time. While travelling in India, I heard about a charity that offered support to people who wanted to start a small business. I thought that was the most effective way of escaping poverty, and I liked the idea of helping people to help themselves. The idea was to lend small amounts of money to individuals, which they would then pay back. The amount can be as little as £100, but the average is more like £450. The great thing is that in 99% of cases, the loan has been paid back on time. So far, we've made 1,450 loans worth over £1 million and helped change the future prospects of hundreds of families. More recently, I've been working on projects to improve facilities and opportunities for villagers in Malawi. The charity has been able to help build new schools and provided investment for farm machinery. One of the things I'm proudest of is being involved in a construction project for a new hospital in a small town in Malawi. Seeing that finally up and running was a truly great feeling, far better than any business deal. What I learned from this experience in particular was that being part of a community makes people far more content than becoming a millionaire. I would advise anyone to give up dreaming of making loads of money because it doesn't make you as happy as you think. Of course, having too much money isn't nearly as difficult as not having enough money, but it does make a lot of people miserable. Having said that, there are some advantages. Not greater security, as I imagined when I was younger, but greater freedom. I feel very privileged to be able to do something that I think is important and that makes the world a better place.